what IP link is doing, IP connect is what they call it. What it's doing is I do it with just one area. So like MI5, which is 5-1 talk group, slot 1, color code 1, okay, and then you put all the possibility different repeaters that are on there, and then you also have to tell all, you know, in the roam list, I do it in the channel pool, and then I tell it to search everything in 5-1. So what it's effectively doing is it's sending out a beacon every 30 seconds or 60 seconds, I believe, is where the vault is, and it's looking for the strongest repeater or a repeater that will send back a beacon and say, okay, you're in Mackinac City, let's use this one. So I don't know what that frequency, or let's use Detroit. I think Detroit's 443 or 442 even. Okay, so if you're down in Detroit and you're doing IP, you're on, all of them are in talk group 5-1, it will hit the Detroit repeater and say, okay, use that one, and then your radio automatically tunes to use the DPW repeater. That's what IP-Link is doing. It's sending off a beacon. It's responding back to your radio. Your radio sending off a beacon. It responds back and says, okay, here I am, and it uses that one. Okay. The part that I don't understand is when you start going to 5-1, 5-2, 5-0, I just don't do it that way. I set up IP link for everything for 5-1. I set up another channel for IP link, everything 5-2. And for 5-3, I didn't really do it, but you could do it for 5-3. But that's how it's going. But for this exercise, the Mount Clemens repeater is going to cover everything you need. So I would just set up a single channel for 5-3 and slot 1, color code 1, and the Mount Clemens frequency, and use it that way. And I think you'll be okay.